Yeah, we're talking about Royal Rumbles here. Worst number 30 entrance for the Royal Rumble. This was inspired after Logan Paul got a lot of heat at the 2025 Royal Rumble. When he came out at number 30, people were upset. People were not happy about that. People were mad. So I'm thinking, I wonder who is a worse number 30 entrance, worse than Logan Paul? I would like to hear your opinions on this too. Feel free to leave a comment. Tell me who's the worst one that you can remember. Mike, you're back.
All of his stuff looked good, some probably too good because it was probably snug, but he was different in everything that he did. He locked up different. He locked up snug.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Snug Wrestling. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
For the people that aren't aware of what you've been up to lately, man, tell us what's been going on.
Oh, well, you know, just been working my job as usual, just a little bit extra, and also been going to a lot more independent wrestling events, especially one that's in here in Arizona, Arizona Wrestling Federation, and I decided to take it upon myself to go ahead and get my get myself a suit and a microphone. Walked up to just a lot of the people on the roster, and I'm like, "Hey, you want an interview or something like that?" And you know, leading up to the matches, and then they're like, "You gonna post it up as soon as you do it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely, no problem." So that's where the fluctuation of all of these. That's where the fluctuation of all these like posts started coming up with the interviews and collabs and things. And what's cool is like you actually get to see some of the promo skills. They get to see their promo skills up front when it's posted like that, and they get to actually see if they want to work on it. Or I also have like a few in reserve that I did that didn't make it because of certain cards changing. And this is a lot more of a smaller event, so this next event I'll go to on the first is going to be give or take a little bit bigger, because this is like one of their yearly events right here that they do. It's called Triumph, and I want to try and get some bigger names that are going to be there. But on top of that, making friends with these people at the same time that I'm talking to them, like I don't really talk to them by their actual names and stuff, but their ring names, and tell them, you know what, when that camera starts rolling, you bring the heat, say whatever you want. Don't worry. You're on a private page or you're on a privatized page, so this shouldn't affect you, but make sure you bring your A game if that's what you're looking to do. Or if not, just, you know, tell me what you're feeling leading up to the match that you're about to be in, because some of them were title matches that were going on. And then I did do some with I did a few, like I said, that didn't make it, and they're actually really good. They work off of their surroundings and everything, and that was just really cool to watch as a dynamic right there.
Yeah, so my first question is, so it's not, I always confuse these names, and I feel like I should know these things, but it's not a ring announcer, so you're basically playing the role of, like, what, who's the modern day backstage interviewer right now? Is it like, what's her name, Jackie Redmond or something like that?
Either that or a Byron Saxton or something like that.
Yeah. What's the name? What's like the actual title for those roles? I can't remember.
Correspondent can be one of them. And then you have, you know, just your run-of-the-mill viewer.
And I got to say, dude, when I saw those videos that you posted of you interviewing these people, I'm like, man, this is so dope, because you're going like, you're going big, go big or go home. Like, you're doing it. Like, you got the suit, you know, your hair is all nice and done. You look professional. You look the part, dude, as opposed to just like, oh, I'm just some random guy in a t-shirt here. Just in it. No, like, you look like a reporter and stuff. And I thought, that's what I thought was really great. And, it's on point, dude. So I was like really glad that you were doing that. So what made you say, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to go get the suit and I'm going to comb my hair and look the part?
just as I used to put it with my friends and everything, you know, you just take your daily dose of fuck it and see what's gonna happen.
Hell yeah, that's what's up. And do these people know who you are? Like, do they know like the exposure that they're getting by letting them, or letting you interview them, I should say?
Well, they know now. I don't really flaunt my, like, how many followers I have. I don't flaunt, like, who I am. I'm literally interviewing them as if I work there. But inside, I'm a fan listening to these people cut a promo, and then I'm working off of them, and then I got my camera guy that's there with me, and,
After.
you know, I buy his ass a ticket, and he's gonna sit there with the camera, and he's going, and I tell him, record, you record. And then if they don't like it, we cut, we do another take, we do what we got to do. Then we try to keep it like that right there, where I'm not just some fan interviewing them. I'm actually, you know, doing this because I love wrestling, and this is the page I represent. We're behind the memes, behind the messages, behind all of the weight loss content, behind all, like, this is just Mike Omega having a little bit of fun,
Yeah,
and
dude.
doing it as if like I'm getting paid like millions to do this. And even though I need a lot of work on my end right there, I watch some of them back and I'm like, man, there's a couple things I could work on. And so that's, I go from there, and you never know. You could run into somebody and they might go, hey, it's you. I recognize you. And then
Right.
who knows? I could get called and say, hey, we need a ring announcer. Do you wanna come do this? Because I've come to the conclusion that if there's a chance that I don't make it like in the business, like on the wrestling side, I can at least make it on that side right there, because they have a lot more fun, in my opinion, being able to go to different places. Now, even if I have to buy a ticket to go and do this, that's fine. That's my investment that I make because I'm having a lot of fun. I'm in an atmosphere that I enjoy, and I'm annoying as fuck when I'm like asking them if they want to interview. Like, I have to be a little bit persistent. And this
Right.
goes with the lines of, if you want something, or if you want something to happen, you can't just sit on your ass and wait for something to happen. You just look the part, look like you belong there, act like you belong there, and just be polite, ask. If you got to get a little persistent, get a little persistent. And that's the way it goes. Build a little rapport with people. Let them know that you're just, you're a person just like they're a person.
Right.
And most of the time, though, they want to work on their craft, and chances are they're going to have this promo that they cut. I post it, they watch it back, and maybe that'll help them work a little more on their stuff, because they'll notice a couple kinks in their armor and say, you know, I got to work on this. So all in all, it's a big synergy of just self-improving right there, just in
Yeah.
a wrestling sense.
That's awesome. Yeah, and also like this could be 'cause you're just starting this new adventure, you know, and this could be the beginning of, I don't know, dude, you kind of already look like a manager. What
You know,
would you be open to doing something like that?
of course, I'm always open to doing things like that. The thing is, though, like, the owner has to talk to you. Like, you can't just, like, a wrestler can't just grab you off the street and go, hey, you're going to be my manager.
Yeah.
No, you literally have to talk to the owner of the promotion first before you can get into that field right there. So I'm waiting on a message back from them to see if, like, maybe we want to work something out. Hell, I'm willing to do it for free for the experience, because sometimes that's what it's going to take in order to get to bigger and better steps. Apparently, some of these places will be short of ring announcers. Some of these places will do that sort of thing. And something hit the nail on the head. I saw a message, not a message, I saw a video from Alex Hammerstone himself, talking about inserting yourself and being the best person in whatever that you're trying to do. But he's doing it in the wrestling sense, where he's like telling the wrestlers that, hey, if you're trying to come up and you're trying to get matches, you're trying to get booked, and you want to be that, like, guy that, you know, helps put chairs up, helps put the ring up, helps does all this, but you're sitting your ass like and catering or something like that, and you're waiting for them to, you know, insert you somewhere because somebody didn't show up or because somebody's sick or because somebody just flat out had a conflict to schedule, and you're waiting for that little thing right there. That's what's diminishing you and getting yourself further ahead. So quite frankly, it's going to be something a little bit bigger, whether it happens now or it happens next year or a year after. It's just giving me time to continue to work on myself, to work on, you know, work on my health, work on my skills, work on every single thing that I value improving.
Yeah.
In the end.
No, yeah, absolutely, man. Well, shit. Yeah, you got to pay your dues, man. You got to start somewhere, and eventually, you know, hard work does pay off, man. So, yeah, man, I'm excited to see what, you know, how far you can take this thing, man. I think that's super cool. I love when I see, like, you know, you know, friends and people that I've met, like in the IWC, that actually go out there and they test themselves, like in the business. So I think that's dope, man. That gets me really pumped for you. So, yeah, good luck with that, man. But, I want to get started on this Royal Rumble thing. Did you watch this year's Royal Rumble?
I did.
And what did you think about seeing Logan Paul come out as number 30?
You know, I have very hot takes on heel heat. All right. For instance, part of me wanted him to win. Now, stay with me. Stay with me.
Oh, shit. All right.
Part of me wanted him to win. But that's not the case right there, because remember, you have to look at it. If you're going to look at it from any point, and, you know, I saw something from Undertaker today, and he was telling everyone, he's like, you know, fans just need to sit back and enjoy the show. Fans need to sit back and enjoy the show. Quit fantasy booking in your head, because you're doing nothing but letting yourself down to the point where you're complaining about results that don't happen because you've booked them in your fucking head that it wasn't going to happen, or that it didn't.
That's a good point.
So I thought the coolest part was who he eliminated is what makes that number 30 not so bad, because that gets him more go away heat. That gets him more instilled as that heel that you just don't want to fuck with. You just don't want him there. And you know what? Those are the best heels right there. I can't fucking stand him when I see him on my screen. So he's doing a good job right there. He's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. Smashing some dudes. I think he smashed some dudes' Polaroid camera. I don't know if it was. It wasn't that WWE fool. I know him. Like,
it was some content creator. Yeah. I was wondering if that was like, if they planted that spot.
No, he wasn't a plant. I could just see with my eyes. Who knows?
Like, out of all the people in that arena, why that guy specifically, you know?
Because he had a fucking Polaroid. He's sticking out like a sore thumb. So, of course, Logan Paul's like, oh, let me see his Polaroid. And blah, just throws it to the ground. And then the guy, like, talks about how Logan Paul smashed his Polaroid to the point where it got to Logan Paul. And Logan, being the heel he is, he's like, oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and send this guy a replacement Polaroid, and he fucking smashed it and then sent the pieces of the Polaroid to that guy.
Oh, nice. That's what's up.
So I thought that was, I'm like, that is some class, that's some A-class heel shit right there, all the way.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, my favorite manager is Bobby the Brain Heenan. And when was he the best? When he was a heel. Mm-hmm. But
that dude
can chop it up on a microphone better than anybody. And I would put him up against Paul Heyman all day, because some will try and say that Heyman's the GOAT, but he's better than Heenan. And whoever says that, go fuck yourself. He'll never be better than Heenan. Heenan was a good guy outside of the ring. Heyman is a piece of shit outside of the ring. There's a big difference right there. His character bleeds into him right there, where every time I see Heyman, yeah, he can go on the mic, he can cut a promo like no tomorrow, but then all the stories I read about him, I'm just like, man, that's crazy that the same guy who used to bounce fucking checks in ECW and screwed, and the way he screwed Tommy Dreamer over, and the way he did all these. Now, I wasn't there, so I'm not taking it personal, but I have to look at this as this is the light right here. And the light is, you got to have that heel heat, man. And so,
so you weren't opposed, or like most wrestling fans that were really upset about, you know, some people were like, man, I forgot that Logan Paul was in this thing. So when I heard him, when I saw him come out number 30, they were not happy. But that wasn't the case for you. You were actually like, okay, I'm cool with this then.
Yeah, I get it. I really do. What I loved more than anything about him being number 30 is he eliminated
Punk.
Mm-hmm. And
I thought it was just Punk, because
right after he eliminated Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns.
No, I think it was Punk. Punk eliminated Seth Rollins and Roman.
Well, that's what I mean. That it's just that whole order of what happened between that and then Logan Paul.
Logan Paul being the one standing over Punk, Roman, and Seth Rollins while they're outside of the ring. Yeah.
So I have a feeling that if I have to, like, I know I just talked about, you know, booking fantasy shit because people need to tone it down a little bit on that, but that leaves a wide opening for, because Logan's already dealt with Roman. Logan's already dealt with Seth. Now he's going to deal with Punk next.
Well, they're all going to be in the chamber, all of them except Roman, which could lead to Roman maybe showing up, and I don't know. Roman still owes Seth Rollins a receipt from those stomps that Seth Rollins gave Roman at the Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
So, but going back to this whole number 30, because Logan Paul got a lot of heat for being number 30, I want to try and I want to know, to you, in your opinion, what was the worst number 30 entry that you can think of than Logan Paul, where you were just like disgusted. You were just like, oh my God, I can't believe this fucking person. They decided to go with this person as number 30.
Well, this is going to make some people mad. And I don't care.
That's what we're here for.
And I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I was so enthralled with the Yes movement. I was so enthralled with that.
Yes.
That when Rey Mysterio was number 30, that fucking killed me a little bit. I was like, and poor Ray, all right, poor Ray, he got booed to death. I was one of them. I'm not gonna
really admit, I don't remember the boos, but according to
he got booed like hard. And then what happened after is when, like, you know, Corporate Kane and Big Show started eliminating everybody that they wanted to win, and you know, it was just, it turned into this giant shit of,
so what? This was the year 2014, right? I have Rey Mysterio written down as number 30 for 2014. Does that sound right?
Yep, sounds right.
Okay.
And that was a very interesting year because they had a lot of stuff they had planned out before Punk quit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when Punk quit, that was just like they had to give it to somebody else. They ended up tossing it over to Daniel Bryan. And then Daniel Bryan not being in the Royal Rumble at number 30 was just crazy right there. And then that was the start of the Yes movement.
So I was not expecting you to say Rey Mysterio of all people was the one that that got the most heat with you.
The most heat, I would say, like, that's one of my top picks for the worst, but I'm talking from a fan perspective.
Yeah.
Now, one of the ones that I probably didn't really agree with.
But first, before we throw out more names, why was it that like as a fan you didn't like Rey Mysterio being number 30? I know you said it involved a Yes movement, but tell me a little bit more about that.
I just wasn't buying into Rey like everyone else was, because you had to remember Rey was bouncing back and forth by that times where you forgot he was even on the roster. And then last I checked, it kind of sucks because the way that they did him dirty against Cena, right when he got the title, because Punk did the whole "I'm leaving," and then because now we're going back like a couple more years mm-hmm. on this one, because to me this is what kind of killed his momentum to where, because I believe he left a little shortly after that due to health reasons, and then he started getting into Lucha Underground, and he started doing all these things on the sides right there. And then he just shows up out of nowhere, and he's like number 30 in the Royal Rumble, but he showed up at such a wrong crossroad right there. He shows up at a time where everyone was like, Daniel Bryan this, Daniel Bryan that. I want the GOAT, GOAT, GOAT boy. GOAT boy needs to win. GOAT boy. Yeah, you know, it's like that.
So people, or you as a fan, because I was like kind of not watching during this time, so I don't really remember too much about this year. So were people expecting Daniel Bryan to be number 30? Is that why?
Yeah, because for the whole entire match. Now I could be wrong. I could be misremembering some shit, but. Yeah. One of the things were they were just chanting Daniel Bryan almost the whole match,
yeah,
the whole entire event.
Do you remember Daniel Bryan even being in that? He wasn't in that Rumble that year at all?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I remember being a huge fan of the Yes Movement also, and during that time, I just remember like it kind of felt like they just never really were trying to pull the trigger on him. Until mm-hmm. eventually they did, you know? And so, yeah, that makes sense. Like, that timeline makes sense where, like, oh, man, everyone was hoping for Daniel Bryan to show up at the Royal Rumble, and then he just didn't.
That's also a perfect example of quit listening to the fucking fans so much.
What happened shortly after
he won the title at WrestleMania?
It was the next year, I think, right? 2015 is when he won it, right?
No. He won it the same year.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because the Yes Movement got really strong. It was leading into WrestleMania 30. Yeah, he won the title, like the undisputed title and everything. However, he ended up having to vacate it.
Yeah, okay, so that makes sense then. Yeah, I can see how, you know, depending on the momentum of the show and, you know, what you want as a fan, it could be a tough spot to put someone in number 30, especially if it's someone that people really want to see come out. That's a big number in the Royal Rumble. So mm-hmm. it's kind of a huge letdown when you don't see someone that you want come out as a number 30. And I feel like, man, at least the last few years, to me, it seems like it's been happening a lot lately. Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you on the other hand now. So I asked you about, okay, what's one of the number 30s that you didn't really enjoy? Let me ask you the opposite question. What is the last one that you can think of that you were like, hell yeah, yes, this is
John Cena.
Okay. John Cena was 2008, right?
Yep, when he returned from his injury, but he returned super early, okay. Earlier than expected.
I remember recently seeing those videos, but again, I don't remember the whole story. So please remind us, the people that don't remember, what was happening with John Cena around that time.
He tore his tricep during a match, and I believe they tried to storyline it with Batista. Putting him in a power bomb that he caught him in a top of the rope leg drop. And that was it right there. But there was like another story of like how he really did it. And it was like such a weird freak accident right there. But that sidelined him. He actually finished the match that he did tear his tricep. I'm trying to remember who he wrestled when that happened. But leading up to that Royal Rumble, he would give, you know, his usual ambiguous like updates, like, oh, I'm working on myself, just got out of surgery, just did this, just did that. And nobody was expecting him to show up at the Royal Rumble. and then gets one of the loudest pops in history when he shows up at number 30 in 2008.
Mm-hmm. That was the iconic moment when Triple H was standing in the middle of the ring. Like, the camera was zooming in a lot on Triple H when John Cena's music hit. And I remember the pop, and I remember JR. I think it was JR who was announcing the Rumble at the time.
Yeah, and everybody lost it. They lost their marbles on that one. And those are always the best ones right there, because they lose their marbles and they just, everyone's just going crazy. And this is a little bit before, like, you know, Cena sucks and all those. And there was a few fans who were showing up. They were like, oh, here we go again with this shit.
And then to make matters even greater, John Cena ended up winning this Royal Rumble, right?
Yep, indeed.
So that's where I want to go to next. So we're talking about, now we're talking about your favorite Royal Rumble number 30, but how many, now, I know I'm about to ask you some crazy questions. There's no right answer to this, because there's no way, unless you're some fucking, I don't know, crazy wrestling fan that researches crazy stats like this. How many, and just take a wild guess, how many number 30 entrants have actually won the Royal Rumble like John Cena in 2008?
Isn't it like 5 or 6?
Number 30 winners, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, you're right. Right on point, actually. Well, we mentioned John Cena was one of them. Can you name the other 4?
Absolutely not.
No? Okay.
Go like, I don't pay too much attention on that.
Just take a wild guess. We're not competing here. It's just your whatever names come to mind.
Austin had to be a number 30, wasn't he?
Austin, was he a 30? Let me see. I believe he was, but he never won it. He didn't win it when he was number 30. No, it wasn't Austin. Want to take another guess?
The other number 30 was Cody Rhodes.
Cody was the other one. 2023, a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was awesome. I'm going to be honest with you. That's when I kind of loved the ending to this Royal Rumble that just passed, because it was unexpected. No one expected that to happen. And then you had all the internet complaining, and these are the same motherfuckers that sat here and they're complaining about Cena when he was winning everything. Super Cena sucks. And I'm so glad Edge fucked him up at, you know, One Night Stand and cost him the title, gets RVD. And these are the same fans, man. And they just want to go and complain about that. I'm like, I'm happy for Jay. Good for him.
Yeah, dude. That was one of the things that I didn't understand either. Like, all of a sudden, everyone became a Jay Uso hater. And we talked about that. I talked about this a lot. I did multiple episodes on this. I'm like, we were literally yeeting with Jay Uso for the last year and a half. But now, all of a sudden, he wins the Royal Rumble. And now everyone hates him. It's like, what the fuck is happening? But yeah, dude, you're preaching to the choir, man.
Now, did I like him winning? Not really. But did it throw me off? Absolutely. Did I want Cena to win? The fan in me did.
But did it make sense to you, the fact that Jey Uso won it?
Biggest merch mover, gets the crowd going. He's so fucking over. It's crazy. So yeah. It makes sense for him to win when you look at it. And then the other side of it is, I hope Gunther fucking wins. All right.
Yeah. No.
I'm gonna be honest.
I feel like if Gunther wins,
for the kids. The kids love him. Yeah. And all that.
So. I feel like if Gunther wins at WrestleMania, he beats Jey Uso. I feel like we have another year of storytelling with Jey Uso where he's chasing the belt.
It depends. Why does he lose?
Because Gunther's the better man.
Why does he lose? That's gonna be the big kicker right there. Why does he lose?
Yeah.
If he loses clean over Gunther, I mean, it's got, if it's a clean,
it's clean. It's going to be clean.
It's not like they're not doing this again. He's lost twice already.
I mean, maybe we'll see. Okay. Let's get back to the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Do you want to guess?
And then, hot fucking take, Jimmy's better. Sue me.
Damn. All right. Well, fuck. People are going to come after you now talking about Jay like that. Nah. All right. So you got.
I don't care. I like Big Jim. Big Jim should be the next year's winner.
The next Tribal Chief.
Let's have some nepotism. Let's do this.
Fuck. All right. So we got Cena. We got Cody. Number 30. Final entrance that actually won the Royal Rumble. We have three more names. What do you think those names are?
I'm leaning towards the Hulkster, brother.
No. Do you want to get one more guess, or do you want to hear the names?
Shawn Michaels?
Nope.
Hmm. The Rock?
Nope.
I know Del Rio won one.
I think you're right. I think the one that Del Rio won,
it was the 40 man, but he came in at number 30.
Yeah, the 40 man was 2011, but he was not number 30, Del Rio.
No,
that year it was actually Kane who was at. Well, he could have been number 30, but the last one was Kane at number 40.
Hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Let's see. Taker never won a Rumble.
Yes, he did.
Really? Which one? I'm trying to remember.
2007.
That's right. Oh, that was that good Undertaker too. I'm like, see,
you're hot. Bad. You're hot. Undertaker was number 30, 2007. So that's three out of five wrestlers that entered at number 30 and ended up winning. And we got two more.
I don't think Brett ever won a Royal Rumble, did he? No.
No,
he didn't. Sean did, but Sean was never number 30.
Let's talk about that, Mike.
Talk about what?
Bret Hart never won a Royal Rumble.
Here we go. Let's talk, you know, about what? That.
Yeah.
You know, that 97 Rumble was booked perfectly, even though it looked like shit. Like, when you watch it back, it looked like shit.
Damn, I did watch it back, and I did a review, but I don't really remember too much about it anymore.
Well, Brett technically won, but the refs didn't see it.
Okay, no, I didn't see that one then. I didn't see that.
Because 97 was when Brett eliminated Austin. I believe he came in at number 13, and he eliminated Austin. The refs didn't see it because they were breaking up a scrum on the other side of the ring. And so Austin reinserted himself back in.
Oh, that was the one.
He eliminated Brett had eliminated Diesel, or fake Diesel at the time, and Austin eliminated Vader and Undertaker, and then he eliminates Bret Hart and wins the Rumble.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's right. That sounds right. Yeah. But you know what else sounds right? You know who did win a Royal Rumble? It was Shawn Michaels.
He won it twice.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Not just twice. Back to back, y'all.
Yeah. He threw out Bulldog in 95, and then he... Sweet Chin Music, Diesel in 96.
And we're going to talk about that too, Mike. We're going to talk about that too. But I just wanted to throw that out there just in case for the people that did not know. Bret Hart never won a Rumble.
Nope, he sure didn't.
All right. So we got two more names to go, Mike. Do you want to give it another go for the number 30s that actually won the Royal Rumbles?
Triple H?
Triple H, 2016. Entered at number 30 and won it.
Won the title because he threw Roman Reigns out and then threw Dean Ambrose out and won that fucking title.
That I don't remember, but... So wait, so was the title on the line for this Rumble?
This was an old school Royal Rumble match. Now, when I say old school, that used to be the stipulation majority of the time that whoever won, it wasn't a main event of WrestleMania, you got the fucking title if you won. Yep. And I kind of wish they would do something like that here and there. It would be nice.
Yeah.
Put a title on the line. Like, there's a vacated title. Maybe storyline it. Somebody gets injured because they want time off. You know, injury type shit right there.
That would be cool.
Yeah. And then whoever wins gets a title. Whatever's vacated.
Absolutely. All right, Mike. You've gotten all four except one. There is one more. And I'm going to give you a clue. Maybe it's not much of a clue.
Wait. Was it Ray?
No.
Because Ray won one.
Ray won in 2014.
Benoit won one. Let's see. Benoit won a Rumble. Rollins won a Rumble, I believe.
Yes. But it wasn't him. He didn't when Rollins won, he wasn't number 30.
Roman was number 30, wasn't he?
Roman was number 30 at one point, I believe, but he did not win it.
Darn, it was close.
You're getting hot. The clue that I wanted to give you, and this probably doesn't mean anything to you, because knowing your heelish ways, but this is someone that gets a lot of heat and who probably got a lot of heat when he entered at number 30 because of who he is. Think about someone who's like very like just wrong time all the time. I'm going to say this is like one of the ones that was like the ones that I hated the most seeing.
Oh, I got it. Who? Santino. I'm just kidding.
No. Worse. Santino number 30. I would have popped for that probably, but do you give up?
Can you give me a decade?
I can give you a decade. It was recent. It was very, very recent.
In this decade, like the 20s or
it's the 20s.
Is it Cody again?
No.
No? Who won the 20s? Oh, was it Drew?
No, not Drew.
Okay.
The year was 2022.
And he was number 30, and he was the worst number 30. Because were you talking about winners still?
Yep. And he won it. On top of being number 30, he won the damn thing. He just came in and just stole the damn thing.
Because Cody won back to back, but that was 23 and 24.
So this was before Cody.
This was before Cody. And is he still on the roster?
Nope. Brock Lesnar, y'all.
Okay.
2022 entered at number 30 and won it. And I was pissed off too.
What? You were pissed at the fucking Brock party? Are you kidding me, dude?
Because I want to say, I think I'm confusing this one, because didn't he do that with the Money in the Bank one time?
Oh, he turned that thing into a boombox. And that thing was, like some of the most epic shit ever, because honestly, that right there got him over with the fans.
The boombox thing?
Yeah, that was awesome. Him squashing Kofi. Go fuck yourself, fans.
I wasn't mad at that. I wasn't mad at that. But yeah, so there we have those five people. Now, I want to ask you about earlier we were talking about, you know, Shawn Michaels winning it because he's the best wrestler ever. And I'm kidding.
Okay.
He won it back-to-back. So that is one guy that won it back-to-back, but there's other three names that have won Royal Rumbles back-to-back, and you said the other name earlier, which was?
The Hulkster.
The Hulkster won back-to-back 1990, 1991. Shawn Michaels, 1995, 1996. And there are two other names. I believe you already said them.
You got Cody Rhodes, won twice.
Yep.
And then, did Roman win twice?
No.
Austin?
Stone Cold Steve Austin, 1997 and 1998, back-to-back.
Yeah.
Yes, so.
And then Vince won the next year.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm glad that you brought that one up. Because I know I said earlier that for me, one of the worst ones was Brock Lesnar 2022. But then I realized that Vince McMahon won a Royal Rumble in 1999. What the fuck was that about, Mike?
That was some great storytelling right there.
I have this down as the worst Royal Rumble winner of all time is Vince McMahon.
You know who the best is?
Not Bret Hart.
But this benefited Bret Hart later on that same year. Ric Flair.
Ric Flair was the best one?
That was the best one.
I have
best commentary, best lineup, best build-up to WrestleMania matches ever.
I have Ric Flair. Oh, no, I don't have the winners here. I didn't write down the winners, just the final.
Ric Flair was number one.
He was number one
in 1992. He won. He had Mr. Perfect as like one of his like as his manager at the time, and he won. And he won the title because the title was on the line that year.
That's right. Do you remember who number 30 was for 1992, the year that Ric Flair won?
That was Sid.
No.
Was it? It was either Sid or it was Hogan. Or was it some fucking jobber? I think it was like one of those three.
It was a jobber.
I think it was Papa Shango, I believe.
I have the Warlord down for 1992.
That's it. Okay. It was like one of those. Like, cause I was going to have that. It was on the tip of my tongue. It was either him or Hercules, I was going to say. Because those two or those three that I just named off were all in the Rumble.
Yes, that's right. So that you would put – that's your best – Royal Rumble winner, huh? Ric Flair, 1992. That's awesome,
dude. He cut the promo after the match, remarkable, with a tear in my eye.
That's right, yeah. So I said the worst one for me was Vince McMahon. What was so great about that time, 1999? What was so great about the storyline there?
Mr. McMahon was at peak levels of. Fuck you, I am the heel.
This is right after the screw job in 1998, right? That's when the screw job went down?
No, that was Survivor Series 97.
Oh, okay.
Got 98 is when, like, you know, because it was leading up to it because you had Corporate Rock showing up. It was going to be McMahon wins. He's going to lay down for The Rock so The Rock can keep being the corporate champion.
So we got peak Vince McMahon, heel Vince Mr. McMahon in 1999, and he's just fucking ruining the WWF or ruling the world of the WWF, I should say. And he's winning title. Did he win a title by this point? Probably.
No.
No.
Okay. He didn't win. He didn't have the title or anything like that. It was he eliminates him for the Royal Rumble, and then Austin is given a stipulation later on, like, if you beat The Rock, you can face me at the St. Valentine's Day Massacre pay-per-view in a cage match. And then next thing that led to that was the debut of Paul White, a.k.a. The Big Show.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. So it's just what led from that point all the way into the 99 WrestleMania.
It just looks so bad on paper. Vince McMahon, 1999 Royal Rumble winner. It's like, wait, what the fuck?
And then what made it even sweeter was all the shit Austin had to go through to get to even attend the Royal Rumble, because he would tell everyone, whoever eliminates Stone Cold from the Royal Rumble gets $100,000 cash. Mm. And then he would have his goons go and jump Austin before the match even starts. And he's like laid the fuck out. And so Vince just sits to the side while everyone else is like competing in the ring and stuff, trying to win. And then here comes Austin later on in the show, and he starts clearing house and everything. He finally gets rid of the last guy. The Rock comes out, distracts him, and then Vince comes from behind, throws him over, and wins.
Wow, that's fucking...
I made a bet with my grandfather. It was funny because it was like I used to like play these little dollar bets and stuff.
It's crazy how you still remember that.
Money and stuff, and I'm like, he's like, mijo, you either will do dishes or I will give you $5 if Vince McMahon wins.
That's wonderful, man.
And I'm like, the best $5 I ever made off a wrestling bet.
Easy money, yeah. Yeah, dude. Easy. So, yeah. To me, worst Rumble winner was Vince McMahon on paper in 1999. And you mentioned one of the worst ones for you was Rey Mysterio. And I'm not gonna accept that as an answer, Mike. I'm sorry.
Really?
We're not Rey Mysterio hating here. This is not the podcast.
There is no hating on Rey Mysterio. I did not like that number 30.
All right, give me your second worst one then. Besides Rey Mysterio, can you think of another one? I'm just trying to get some heat off of you here, Mike. I'm not trying to get canceled yet.
Why, you got people crying in the comments or what?
No, but I'm probably sure I will eventually.
Okay. Yeah, they'll be okay. They'll get over it. They'll get some good sleep eventually. You'll sleep it off. If there's another number 30, I wasn't like a fan. I'll just be honest with you, generalizing it, like a number 30 spot used to just be the advantageous thing right there. Now, when it's handed over to a jobber, like for instance, the number 30 spot going to Warlord. Warlord was like already like going down. He wasn't really the guy that, you know.
Yeah.
He was facing Hogan slowly and then just.
Yeah, it
not
seems like.
Work for me, brother. And then he got not going to work for me, brother. I'll work Undertaker. And then I'm alive, I'll Undertaker. And do all that. So things like that. Wrestlers like that. I think there was another one, Duke the Dumpster. That was another one.
Okay.
From 1996, I believe.
Was it the... Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I have him as Duke Drowse? Drews?
Yeah, Duke the Dumpster Drowsy. Okay. And, that guy's a fucking piece of work, too. Like, there's a lot of allegations on that guy, too, why he doesn't get involved with the wrestling business anymore as well.
It seems like the 90s, like the number 30 wasn't very an important spot, because I have Tugboat 1991, the Warlord 92, Adam Bomb 1994, Crush 1995, then the Dumpster in 96.
See, Adam Bomb, that was a promising one right there, Adam Bomb. Brian Clark, for those of you that don't know, he's also Wrath, and he was also one half of Chronic back in the Attitude Era, WCW days and stuff. So, man, that's, yeah, Adam Bomb, and then you have Tugboat, and man, Tugboat was Typhoon back in the day with the natural disasters when he was teamed up with Earthquake, and then he became the one-man gang into WCW, and it just turned into shit right there. And you look at some of these number 30s from the 90s and going, and then the number 30 spot really didn't start getting important until later on, probably past like 98, 99. That's when they started putting more emphasis into it. Like, hey, if you're number 30, you have a huge advantage. I know, I think China was number 30, wasn't she?
China was number 30 at one point, yes, 1999. That was the one that Vince McMahon won.
And that was an interesting one right there, because they were really pushing the narrative of this is going to be the first woman to win the Men's Royal Rumble. She was also the first woman to be in the Men's Royal Rumble.
Correct. And speaking of that, there was another woman who entered at number 30 besides China. Do you remember who that was?
Wasn't that Charlotte?
Negative.
Becky Lynch?
For the men's Royal Rumble?
No. Oh, no. I thought you were segueing into women's.
Yeah, no. We're sticking to the men's Royal Rumble. China entered number 30 for the men's, and there was another female talent that entered the men's Royal Rumble at number 30. Sorry, I should have specified.
Okay, can you give me the year that happened? Because
the year was 2019.
2019. That would be Nia Jax, wouldn't it?
It was Nia Jax. Nia Jax, the second and only female to enter in the men's Royal Rumble at number 30.
Wow, that's crazy. She got eliminated pretty fast, didn't she?
I don't remember. I just remember she took a nasty RKO by Randy Orton. I believe that was the one.
Oh, yeah. You know, it really did tell me, though, like, I have mixed feelings about Nia Jax. Mixed feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, she can never be a face. Never. She needs to be a heel. Perfect heel.
I don't think anyone would buy that Nia Jax being a nice lady. I don't think those two things go together.
I mean, outside of the ring, she's probably like one of the nicest people ever.
Yeah,
very kind to everyone. I mean, I'm sure that's like probably 9 out of 10 times that's the roster. Like, they're all very nice people. But inside the ring, working with people and everything, it's like, no, you will go over as a heel a lot better.
Right.
Yeah, you call yourself the queen. Like, I'm so happy like she won that Queen of the Ring tournament. That was awesome. That was perfect. That was perfection.
You right just there. Love to go against like the you know, everyone else, huh?
Not really. Not quite.
I didn't think anyone was happy to see Nia Jax win that thing.
That was good right there. It's just You gotta stay on that lane right there. Where if you're talking about heels and eventually turning to faces, Nia Jax is not one of them. And I'll tell you who has the biggest heel heat right now. It's probably Charlotte. Charlotte's got a lot of heat on her right now, like for that whole thing right there. And then you have some people that are saying, "Well, Charlotte's the best wrestler ever," and people scream nepotism. And I'm like, "Then what the hell's the bloodline if you're gonna scream nepotism?"
Yeah. For sure.
But to me, I just wasn't a fan of Charlotte.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I don't buy that or anything like that. And you know what? She wasn't the worst Royal Rumble winner. I'd probably give that to, like, if there's anybody that won a Royal Rumble, men or women, it's probably Ronda Rousey. I was not a fucking fan of that at all. I was like, are you shitting me, dude?
Yeah.
Why did Ken Shamrock get to win one then?
Yeah. I got a couple more interesting facts here. When it comes to number 30 of the Royal Rumble, there's three names, Mike. Three names, the most number 30 entrants at the... So these people entered number 30 multiple times. And they had the most number 30 entrants at a Royal Rumble. Three names. Let's play the guessing game here, Mike. Who do you think those three names could be?
Wouldn't Kurt be one of them? Kurt Angle?
No. I don't think Kurt Angle ever entered at number 30.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think he ever got a number 30 spot.
Mick Foley?
Not Mick Foley. Also, another one that did not get number 30.
And he's never won a Rumble either.
That I'm not too sure. I should have wrote down the winners of the Rumbles, but I did not do that, unfortunately. I didn't think it was going to come up, but nope. Mick Foley did not get number 30, not one time.
Who's number 30? Who's number 30 multiple times? That then they didn't win or they did win?
Some of them did actually end up winning when they entered number 30, but there's one particular wrestler that got number 30 three times, and this is the most a wrestler has ever entered in as number 30.
Is he modern or is he back in the day?
Back in the day.
Back in the day. Did he come out to Pops? Like, would you pop for him?
Oh, yeah.
Are we talking 90s?
We are talking 90s and early 2000s.
Early 2000s, okay. That'd be Trips, wouldn't it?
No, but close. It's the same era.
Is it the Baptista?
Nope. But
Baptista.
Wasn't him.
This one's tough.
This one's this one's pretty crazy. I don't expect you to get this one right. So,
is he still wrestling?
He's not. Okay. He's retired, officially retired.
Is it Sean? It can't be Sean.
No, it wasn't Sean.
Okay. Has he ever main evented?
Main evented WrestleMania? Yeah, I believe he has at least a couple times. Yeah.
I'm not going to say The Rock because The Rock is in and out of wrestling.
Yeah, and I don't think The Rock actually got a number 30 spot ever.
Wouldn't it be Taker?
It is. Undertaker, okay. 1997, 2003, and 2007 when he entered number 30. Those 3 years, and 2007 he actually ended up winning it. Now the other two names... These are probably going to surprise. This is probably going to surprise you. I just got a weird comment, but it's cool. Dolph Ziggler entered number 30 two times, 2015, 2018, and he never won it. I don't think he's ever won a Royal Rumble. So those two, That was the second name. The third name, the Big Show, entered at number 32 two times, 2019 and 2012. But I thought that was pretty... I mean, the Big Show, I'm not surprised about him getting multiple number 30 spots. Also, The Undertaker, because they're two big, you know, guys that when they come out to number 30, it's like, oh, okay. But Dolph Ziggler...
Like Yeah. It's like big pop commentators sell the shit out of it, and then when they get thrown out, they're either going to get an eruption of boos or they're going to get a pop, depends on who throws them out. And then the chances of a big person winning is very slim the later they're inserted into the Rumble. I've noticed that pattern right there.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I thought that was a pretty interesting fact when it comes to number 30s of the entrance. We talked about the back-to-back winners. Did we talk about the most wins? I think we did, right?
The most wins in the Rumble?
Yes. I don't think we did. So, for the most wins... There's one name in particular who takes the lead with three wins, and there is 7 names that tie at two wins of the Royal Rumble. So let's get started with who's the one with the most Royal Rumble wins of all time at number 3.
Is it Cena?
No, Cena has won it two times.
So he's in the twos. Okay, so he's in the twos. Wouldn't Triple H be the other one?
Triple H is also in the twos.
Triple H in the twos. Austin won it twice. He had a very short career. Brock won it twice.
Lesnar's in the twos.
Del Rio once. Punk never won it. Is he still wrestling?
No.
Okay. Hogan.
Hogan is in the twos.
Oh, wow. Hacksaw only won it once, and that was the very first Rumble. Yokozuna won it once.
The homie Bars Wrestling Media said Shawn Michaels, but Shawn Michaels is also in the twos. He did. Shawn Michaels is not the one that with the most Royal Rumble wins.
Yeah, Shawn won 95 and 96. He didn't win anything after that.
Mm-hmm.
He's not wrestling anymore. Is he? Was it like? Give me a decade.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Late 90s, early 2000s. So then he's not wrestling anymore. It's not Taker.
Nope. Undertaker only won it once, 2007, right, when he entered number 30.
It's not Batista.
Batista's in the twos. Batista won it two times. So. Bars Wrestling Media said Stone Cold or Edge. And it's actually Stone Cold.
It's Stone Cold?
Stone Cold won it three times. You said it was two times, but it was actually three times. So you were close. You were very close. Stone Cold Steve Austin won in 97, 98, back-to-back, and 2001.
That's right. He did win 2001 because that's when X7 showed up, the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
Mm-hmm. And the list for number twos is I got Triple H with two wins, Randy Orton, Brock Lesnar, Batista, Edge, Cena, and Rey Mysterio. Not to mention Hulk Hogan and Shawn Michaels, who also won it back-to-back. But yeah.
That's right, brother. They won twice.
Two times. But yeah, Drew. That's what I had here for the Royal Rumble, the worst Royal Rumble winner besides Logan Paul. We also got into some other fun facts of the Royal Rumble number 30. Mike, before we get out of here, is there anything you want to plug or anything else you want to add about this these lists that we went over?
I hope the shows stay unpredictable like this. I hope they stay like this. I didn't like the predictability of Cody winning. I like being thrown off. Mm-hmm. That's like one of my favorite things. I like surprises like that, pleasant surprises. I don't like sitting there and going, oh, great, it's another one of these. Mm-hmm. Like they did with Charlotte winning. I did not like Charlotte winning one bit. She could have just inserted herself in a fucking title match and let somebody else win that.
Right.
Because there's two titles to choose from. Why?
Yeah.
I'm like, you want to go on Cena's level and Cena could just insert himself into whatever he wants. Because that's Cena. And the other thing is, they should bring back one, and this one, a lot of wrestling fans like who want to sit there on their fat fucking asses and talk shit in everyone's comments about how wrestling should be ran or how some fans are dumber than other fans and everything. Let me tell you, I have to tell you like this: if we don't have a actual wrestler from the legends win one-off return to the Rumble, win it all, then what the fuck is that Rumble for? You gotta have that one comeback player of the year showing up just out of the blue, wins, but they're so super over. It's crazy. And yes, I insult those fans that are going to narc on me about that, and I could care less. And if you'd like to come narc on me, my Instagram is the Mike Omega. I'm more than happy to get a hidden DM from you. So I have the honor of telling you to go fuck yourself and block you. I'm so tired of some of these internet wrestling people telling me that I don't know shit about wrestling, or that I don't know what I'm talking about, or I need to grow up, or I need to do this. And it's like, listen, you're the ones that wrestlers like Asuka and others fucking avoid when they see you. You're the ones that are going to have to pay hundreds of dollars to go and get an autograph and a fucking air hug in a picture.
The air hug.
So
maintain your 6 feet, bro. 6 feet.
Yeah. You're going to be practicing social distancing when there's no pandemic involved. You're going to be, it's like, and I'm sorry if I come off, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry if I come off like this, but the IWC is starting to stand for internet wrestling clown. Because that's what a lot of these people are. They're fucking clowns. They sit here every single day. They sit here every single day judging each other off of what to watch and everything, when we already have enough trouble dealing with fuckers that get in our faces and tell us that the shit's fake, that the shit's not real, or that we're too old to be watching it, while they're sitting there watching some Fast and Furious Hot Wheels car movie. That I could give a fuck about. What are they on, their like 11th or 12th movie? I don't know. And I don't care. I care about this. I care about this sport so much that I can't wait until I can sit there and I can shake the hands of people that talk shit about me, because I'm going to make it. And they're going to be asking me for a picture.
Yeah. Absolutely, you guys. Don't forget to follow the Mike Omega. If you don't, you probably do. And don't forget to follow me. I'm putting out a shit ton of episodes, so go listen to all of them. Leave a star rating, leave a review, and I will love you forever. Until then, Mike, a pleasure like always. Thank you for being on the show, man. And
always a pleasure.
For everyone that's in the comments, everyone that followed, everyone that was listening, thank you guys so much. My name is Edgar. I'm the host of Snug Wrestling. And we will talk very, very soon. Peace out, y'all.